"What do you think he's going to do, sir?" Kevin Edwards asked quietly as the Delphiraucan galley came plowing through the strengthening whitecaps towards them. The low-slung galley was making heavier going of it than the galleons, but there was an undeniable rakish gracefulness to her compared to the high-sided, round-bowed galleons. She was a coastal design, far smaller and with a much shallower draft than any Carisian galley. She couldn't have displaced much more than a third of Kraken's 1,000 tons, and she had much lower and sleeker castles fore and aft than a Carisian galley would have shown. That smaller size made her faster under oars in calm conditions, but it also left her at a greater disadvantage in a seaway. Bursts of spray exploded over her sharply raked bow, and green water swept back on either side to cream whitely over the angularity of her rowing frame. It must, Fisher thought, be lively aboard her, which wasn't going to do a thing for her gunnery.
"From the looks of things, he's planning to put a shot across our bows from one of the chasers," the captain said out loud. "If he fires at anything over 100 yards, we'd be safer if he was shooting at us, I think."
"He might just get lucky, sir."
"He might. Still, I'm thinking he'll probably want to get closer than that before he fires the first shot. It's going to take him a good 10 minutes to reload an old-style gun under these conditions, maybe longer. So if he fires one shot, probably from the main chase, although he might use one of the flankers, and we don't stop, he'll want to be close enough to make sure he's got at least a decent chance of hitting us with the other two. So how do you want to handle it, sir?"
Fisher kept his eyes on the oncoming galley while he considered Edwards' question. Kraken's carronades were loaded and ready, although her camouflaged gun ports were still closed. The question in his mind was whether or not that camouflage would hold up. Part of him was tempted to fire as soon as the galley entered his effective range, which, he admitted to himself, wasn't going to be much above 100 yards maximum under these conditions, even for his gunners. But in order to fire, they'd have to open the ports and run out the guns, and that was going to take at least a few seconds. Long enough for an alert galley's gun crews to get off their own shots first. Of course, there was always the question of just how accurate and effective those shots might be, especially if they were rushed, wasn't there? Still...
"We'll hold our own course for now," he said. "If we can, I want to encourage him to waste at least one of the shots from those chasers of his."
MacNeil glowered at the untidy gaggle of galleons. They showed no sign of stopping, despite the fact that only a drooling idiot could have misunderstood his own intentions, but at least they hadn't done the one thing he'd been most afraid of. If they'd scattered, tried to evade Arrowhead independently, the galley could never have caught more than one or two of them at most under these conditions. But they hadn't done that. Instead, they'd stayed huddled together like frightened sheep, which suited him just fine.
"That one, I think," he said to Garmin, pointing at the leading galleon.
It was bigger than most of the others, and it had drawn a good quarter mile in front of its fellows. And while the others were crowding up to windward, staying as far from Arrowhead as they could, the leader had actually fallen off the wind a bit, which was going to bring him closer to MacNeil's guns.
"Aye, aye, sir."
The lieutenant saluted, then made his way forward to personally pass the word to the gunner, and MacNeil nodded in satisfaction. That sort of thoroughness was typical of Garmin.
"That's right,"
Fisher half-crooned to himself, watching the Delphiraucan closing on Kraken.
"Just a little closer."